Hey everyone, it's Sonia here. Thank you for joining me once again for the Sonia Janice Show, Sonia Janice, a wellness company. Some of you still may recognize me as Sonia Janice with a fresh approach. All of those count under my branding and my umbrella. I've made some changes over the years. And as we settle into today's episode 204, I think it's all going to come to fruition for you. Those multiple different labels that I chatted about, and the fact that 2025 is a year of, it's a powerful year. It means completion, it means culmination, it means letting go. So I'm going to break this down for you, but I'm going to start with two things. You can, well, okay, three. You can notice my background is a little bit different. There's been some changes. There's been some personal changes in my life that I didn't talk about because I really didn't see coming. Not that the conversations hadn't happened, but they had happened so far ago in the past that they were not forefront in the memory. So we're talking like a year plus change ago. So some changes that happened. My background is different. And I had told my parents, who I'm now living with, my dad will be 80 in January and just had knee surgery. So, yes, I'm speaking to those that are in their 50s, whose parents are thinking they're better than anything, but they're not so much. My dad had to spend two extra nights in the hospital from his knee surgery. And my mom is taking care of him. And she gets to the point during the day where she makes noises because functioning is that much harder. And us 50-year-olds, or the sandwich generation, as they used to call us when we were in school, but more importantly, it's the Gen Xers. Let's be honest, it's the Gen Xers who are lucky enough to have aging parents are really kind of caught in the middle, right? We're trying to support our kids. At this point, some of us might need our own support, and yet we're providing as much love and support as we can to our family. Keep that in mind as we moved forward. So my mom had interrupted, although I had put a disclaimer, do not interrupt because I'm recording live, the dog will bark. That didn't happen. And what was the third point? I guess we're going to see if I circle back to it. So the third point, again, I don't remember offhand, but let's hop right into today's episode. Again, it's episode 204. I have a vague title in my mind, and by the time you go and hit, listen to this, the title would be jumping out because I would have used it. And it would have been, what's attracting you to this particular episode? Even if you listen to your favorite podcasters over and over again, there are certain episodes, right? Certain personalities that come out, certain days that are better than others, certain days that are more monotonous than others. And all of that's going to be unfolded in today's and unpacked in today's episode. You see, oh, this is the third point. So I should have napped myself to help heal my head, but I haven't rested yet because I do want to cook dinner. So as I was getting things ready and just kind of reorganizing a little bit, I grabbed another pair of glasses and I'm like, ooh, I already had a pair on. So, I mean, how many of you have had those moments? And it's not even 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Grab your tea. You're in the right place. This is how you know that this episode, that this podcast station is for you. And we need to stick together because life isn't getting any easier. But what is going to get easier is the way you manage it because you're going to bounce back that much quicker. Who cares if you put two glasses on? Who cares if you live back at your parents and you can offer them so much support? You know, most of this is the weight that we put on ourselves. So, one thing I've been hearing a lot about lately, and I'm not sure about you, but definitely this is the third time I've heard about it myself, and that is the fact that 2025 marks a significant end to the 9-year numerology cycle. So let me break that down. Numerology is always based on single number. So, or we always bring it down to the most A single number if possible. So in this case, it's 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5, and that equals 9. So 9 signifies completion, transformation, and any spiritual closure that began in 2016. So I want you to stop for a second and think, where were you in this space and time in 2016? I had just moved back. I'd been away for 20 years. I had just moved back. I had purchased my first house all by myself. I had beautiful home that I loved. I almost didn't recognize. If you go back, oh no, my first podcast weren't there. So yeah, I loved it. It was a semi fenced in backyard. There were some problems with the fences and a lot of lack of accountability from the surrounding neighborhood, but that's minor, right? That's really a minor thing. So where were you this time in 2016? Think about relationships. Think about jobs. Think about friendships. Think about where did you live? What have you accomplished? What did you start? And now I want you to put this big picture into mind. Transformation, spiritual closure. Anything that begun in 2016 makes this a very powerful time for reflection. Letting go of what no longer serves you and preparing for new beginnings in the upcoming cycle. Now I'm excited about this because the more I dug into this to prepare the information to chat with you about, I'm impressed. So my relationship, it would have been an 8-year relationship, so very close to this, definitely falls within that nine-year element, has come to an end. And I am blessed that I have my parents that live close. And at their stage and point in life, I am able to help out a lot more than if I wasn't living with them. So I moved in. That's a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, but when I go back and revisit this, the other was the end of a completion of a cycle. My relationship cycle came to an end. So completion and accumulation. Number 9 represents the end of a journey. The journey that brought on any kind of lessons. Maybe I was taught how to love. Maybe, oh boy. Oh boy, hang on a second. Nothing like keeping that real, right? Dogs barking, people at the door. And this is with a warning, guys. It's okay. It's part of the love. I mean, just take a couple deep breaths, but let me rewind a little bit. I know ageism there. Let me rewind just a little bit and remind you what we were talking about. 2025 is the end of a 9-year cycle. And that signifies completion, transformation, and spiritual closure that began in 2016. So stop and think for a minute, where were you in 2016 or within that 9-year period? This is actually a very, very, very powerful time for reflection, for letting go of what no longer serves you and preparing for new beginnings in the upcoming cycle. So I started to say, Tony and I have separated. We were common law for quite a while. And sometimes a cycle comes to an end, and it's as simple as that. When it comes to an end, what's ultimately happening is you are being prepared for something that is even better coming your way around the corner. I mean, if you're religious, think of it as God literally lifting you up and removing you from a situation that was no longer serving you. So let's dig into that a little bit deeper. The universal year of 9. So remember, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. Letting go. It's a time to release old patterns, beliefs, relationships, or situations that no longer align with your growth. And this again can be applied to relationships where you've worked, friendships. Who was in your life in 2016 that's not in your life now? Or within that timeline. Reflection and wisdom. You're really encouraged to take stock of the past cycle. integrate lessons and gain inner wisdom, what jumps out to you the most? For me, it's a combination of things. When I was here in 2016, I was ready to start my personal training studio. I had quite a few people. That was kind of where my beginning was. Since then, I've written books and I've life coached thousands of people. And I'm sitting in this place of limbo right now. And that is probably because of this next point. A spiritual awakening has happened, a focus on self-love, inner truth, and spiritual connection, which is often tied to the Heret term, tarot card. So I'm not dealing with cards right here, right now, but if somebody is really big into tarot cards, this one is particularly attached to the Hermit card. So, what to expect as you're going through the end of this cycle? Major endings. You might experience significant closures in your career, relationships, or even your personal identity. Hold on to that. There's nothing to be afraid of. An ending signifies a brand new beginning. The feeling of being overwhelmed, this feeling of being chaotic, and you can't really bring yourself to a spot where you can focus. It's the universe clearing space for renewal. So even as I'm unpacking and getting myself sorted here, that too is an energetic move of shifting, of releasing energy, of what aligns, what doesn't, right? And that leads to the next point with in terms of what to expect. We talked about major endings, feeling of being overwhelmed, and that can feel very chaotic. And then the last point in this section about what to expect is inner focus, a strong pull towards inner perspective. So for those that, or I guess inner introspection, for those that don't journal often, maybe you'll start. For those that don't hug trees, maybe you'll start. Authentic conversations rather than external noise. That's big. If you're not used to that, that in itself makes all the difference. I used to need the music on. I used to need a lot of people surrounding me. I used to really thrive in that community. And based on the healing I've done with my head, that is no longer my story. I can sit in a silent room for hours and just daydream. I know, meditate, whatever we want to label it. All right, let's figure out. We're going to keep today's clip kind of short and precise because I know you're curious. You're going to dig into this on your own, especially if you have fallen across this. But I just have come across it so many times. And I think it's very fitting with what I'm personally going through. A physical move, an actual separation of dividing who we once were as a we into a me, which is not necessarily, it's easier said than done. How about that? And then the stages that go with that, right? The stages of loss or guilt or, I mean, whatever it is that you're growing through at the moment. Let's talk about how to embrace this. Pause and reflect. You need to honor life's natural rhythms rather than rushing into new changes. So the seasons, think of the seasons, think of the four seasons, the autumn leaves and the different colors and the crunch, crunch, crunch. And yet, think of the snowflakes falling down. And well, I guess, first of all, the trees losing their leaves, they become bare. Then the snow comes down. Then it stays packed and it's harder to get around. So every season has a new blessing. Some seasons feel like openings, and some seasons feel like clothings, as if people are closings. There we go. I'm tripping over my words. Every season has a purpose, whether you are planting or whether you are reaping what you've planted. Release any activity that drains you. If it does not bring you joy, do not hold on to it. And when I go back and think about my relationship and where I'm at with a few things, I do wonder if I was playing victim. I do wonder if I was being complacent. Now, I do have restrictions. There's a lot of different things I can do, and there's some things I can't do. I have good days and I have bad days. And I guess releasing any of those expectations for me is super smart to release what drains me. And one final point on how to embrace it is to prepare. Use this year to build the foundation for a more aligned and more joyful new cycle starting in 2026. I was going to say 2016, but 2026, because an aligned cycle means, especially if you're into human design, it means you're attracting, you're not doing a lot of the work. It is just happening on your behalf for you. So, what are you letting go of in this 9-year cycle? What would you like to see differently? What can you look back on the last 9 years and be like, wow, I started here and I ended here. I've written an X amount of journals. I have read X amount of books. Well, that's all growth, right? I want you to be proud of where you're at right now, where you're landing in 2025. If this is not the last recording, this might be the second to last recording for 2025 and like solo recording. And there's so much to say. There is so much to remind you of in terms of what's around the corner. What may seem like a loss is only a temporary loss. Bigger and brighter things are coming around the corner. And you're not going to fear anything that's to do with being sacred or not sacred, but scarce, right? You're going to be more abundant. You're going to be an energetic composition of what the future you is ready for. This is going to invite you to have fresh starts, to open up the doors to karmic cleaning, lots of clearing, and doing a list of profound personal inventory. I do want you to go back. I want you to do that mental checklist. I want you to see what has changed and where you've grown so much. You see, lean a little bit closer for me and a little bit closer. In essence, 2025 is a major turning point for releasing the past. All of the past. Let it go. And setting intentions for the future, making way for a fresh start in 2026. Who's with me, friends? Woohoo! Okay, guys, if you liked what you heard today, the barks and all, please leave me a comment. Be sure to subscribe. I definitely kept today live, and I look forward to hearing from you on the next show. Have a great day.